There is a much safer way to improve vision and for many even eliminate the need for glasses. Almost everyone seems to suffer these days from some form of refractive error in their eyesight. This means that their eyesight is poor enough that they need to have it corrected. We are told that for these problems there's no cure, and we must use optic crutches, either eyeglasses or contacts. We are told that the condition will progressively get worse and cannot be reversed. And we're told that eventually everyone will need glasses as their age progresses. We're also told that it is an incurable problem. Yet every ophthalmologist of any experience knows that the theory of the incurability of errors of refraction does not fit the observed facts, writes ophthalmologist William Bates, MD, in his book, Better Eyesight Without Glasses. Not infrequently, Dr. Bates says, such cases recover spontaneously or change from one form to another. It has long been the custom either to ignore these troublesome facts of spontaneous recovery or to explain them away, he says. And fortunately for those who consider it necessary to bolster up the old theories at all costs, the blame is placed on the curvature of the lens of the eye, or the lack of curvature caused by the lens hardening with increasing age, and the ciliary muscle, the tiny muscle that attaches to the lens. But Dr. Bates, after examining tens of thousands of eyes with a retinoscope, came to a much different conclusion. The retinoscope is an instrument used to measure the refraction of the eye, meaning the degree of nearsightedness or farsightedness or astigmatism, which is a distortion of vision. The retinoscope does not depend on the subjective answers of the person being examined. The retinoscope can even be used on animals, and it's also very accurate at analyzing the refractive error, and it can even detect this when the subject is moving. After extensive study, Dr. Bates found that the lens is not a factor in accommodation of the eye and that the adjustment necessary for vision at different distances is affected in the eye precisely as it is in a camera, by a change in the length of the organ. This change in the length of the eyeball is brought about by the action of the muscles on the outside of the eyeball, the muscles that attach to the eyeball itself. Even presbyopia, the term used to define the defect in vision that accompanies aging, is not due to a fixed organic change in the shape of the eyeball or in the constitution of the lens, but it is due to a functional derangement in the action of the muscles on the outside of the eyeball, and therefore it can be eliminated. This is very different from what ophthalmologists, eye doctors, MDs, and optometrists are taught in their training, and very different from what they will tell their patients. Dr. Bates confirmed that the lens is not a factor in accommodation of the eye by numerous observations on the eyes of adults and children, those with normal vision, those with errors of refraction, and on the eyes of adults after the removal of the lens because of a cataract. When the eye has no lens, the refractive error that the person had before is still there. It's still present, proving that the lens is not the problem. Dr. Bates also found that the refractive error, or the type of visual defect, can change from hour to hour in the same person in a single day, and even can be voluntarily induced by some individuals. There are six muscles that control the action of the eye. They are called extraocular muscles because they attach to the outside of the eyeball. The theory that errors of refraction are due to permanent deformations of the eyeball leads naturally to the conclusion that errors of refraction are permanent states. When we understand, however, how the shape of the eyeball is controlled by the external muscles and how it responds instantaneously to their action, it is easy to see that no refractive state, whether it is normal or abnormal, can be permanent. Many things can cause a defect in vision, even in eyes that are normal. All persons see imperfectly when they hear an unexpected loud noise. Familiar sounds do not lower the vision, but unfamiliar ones always do. Under conditions of mental or physical discomfort, such as pain, fever, discomfort from heat or cold, depression, anger, or anxiety, errors of refraction are always produced in the normal eye or increased in the eye in which they already exist. So what do glasses do to us? Eyeglasses can improve vision and give relief from pain and discomfort in some people, but after people once begin to wear glasses, the strength of the glasses in most cases has to be steadily increased in order to maintain the degree of visual acuity obtained by the aid of the first pair. People who begin to wear glasses as they get older because they cannot read fine print too often find that after they have worn the glasses for a while, they cannot, without the aid of glasses, read the larger print that was perfectly plain to them before. Glasses are nothing more than a very unsatisfactory substitute for normal vision.